93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. Look at those Stones, Dog and Joe Show. Time for another installment of Is It the Breed or the Upbringing? If you're an animal lover, especially a dog lover, of certain breeds, this is going to confuse you. It's going to incense you. It's really, really going to be frustrating to listen to. And if you got small ones, kids are on Christmas vacay, might want to grab the volume just a wee bit. A little graphic. A woman out of Virginia was mauled to death by her own dogs while walking him through the woods. The body of 22-year-old Bethany Lynn Stevens was found by her father Thursday around 8 o'clock of last week. Daughter didn't return home. He didn't hear from her. Father calls 911. He knows where she walks often with her dogs Pac-Man and Tonka. One's a beagle, the other one a chihuahua. Okay? These are her dogs. She's had these dogs. Everybody knows about the dogs. One's a beagle, one's a chihuahua. If you believe that, you shouldn't, because I'm lying. The reason we're talking about this is because they were pit bulls, okay? She was 5 foot one, 125 pounds, and authorities say the pit bulls weighed each as much as she did. Stephen's father eventually discovered his daughter's mangled body, which he said was being aggressively guarded by the two animals that were her pets that killed her. Jeez. Officers had to spend hours trying to capture the large pit bulls. They took her to the medical examiner's office, and they said, yeah, these wounds and this attack looks consistent with dog bites. The victim had defensive wounds on her hands and arms, trying to keep the dogs away from her. One cop said in his 40 years of law enforcement, it was an absolutely grisly mauling. I've never seen anything like it, and I hope to never see anything like it again.
Wow.
Two Good dogs Lord. Right now. Being held at the Animal Control Center, they are scheduled to be euthanized, and now people are stepping in, and they want to save these animals. Barbara Norris, one of them, says that she was best friends with the victim, and the dogs that she knew would never turn on her like that. Those dogs would not attack her, she said. They would kill you with kisses. So they've started a change.org petition so people can adopt these dogs and get signatures to save them before they do get euthanized. So, 766-9370.
What are they thinking? Some other animal attacked her, and these dogs were fended her off and were guarding her? Is that what the people are doing?
They don't know. What she says is, please help save these poor babies. Something's not right with this story, and they are going to euthanize her babies. That's what she wrote on her page, the friend. So, 766-9370. Is it the breed or the upbringing? Did these dogs turn on her for a reason? Or is it just something instinctive that went haywire while she's walking the dogs? And it doesn't say how long she's owned them, so we can only assume for a moderate amount of time.
Okay.
Is it the breed or the upbringing? See, Joe thinks lions and tigers can be trusted if raised appropriately. Me, dog, I think animals have inherent breed characteristics that should never be ignored. That's where we're at on this. So,
I will never change my thought process on it. It will always be, no matter what, because I've owned them before. It's always the upbringing.
So what happened here? What would cause a dominant owner to be attacked by her two pets?
Well, I could go two different ways on this. I would say one way would be if all of her close friends and people that love her and care about her want to save these dogs.
Mm-hmm.
She was attacked by something else. And these dogs guarded her lifeless dead body until the cops got there. Okay. That's one theory.
Okay, fair.
The other theory...
Hold on before you go to the second theory. Why didn't these dogs do more to protect her if it was a different animal? You mean like are you saying like a wild cat? Like a mountain lion?
Yeah, I don't know what part of where she live state she live in. Were there wolves
Virginia?
There? Maybe wolves.
Okay,
I don't know. It's just very weird that a woman's life was lost, assumed that it was animals that attacked her own mm-hmm. animals. Yet everyone's coming to the animal's defense.
Okay,
so it's almost as if they're like not thinking about the death; they want to save the dog. So that tells me that possibly another animal or something else attacked her.
Okay, fair. What's your second scenario?
And it was just on a walk?
Mm-hmm.
They were just in a park on a walk doing something? What were they doing?
It's not like a typical California park. It looked like a wildlife, you know, preserve. It looked a lot more wooded. And we saw photos of her hugging these dogs, Pac-Man and Tonka.
Looked like she loved him to death.
Face to face with them, they're licking her face. They look loving. But it is a wooded park. It is a mountainous area.
My thought process is, and it would be really hard to change my thoughts on any on this. You'd have to show me proof the other way. Your own dogs attack you.
Mm-hmm.
Your own animals attack you and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You're a horrible, horrible, god-awful human being. You're doing something behind closed doors that your loved ones don't know about,
mm-hmm.
that your friends don't know about.
You mean like you think she's beating the animals? She's putting them on treadmills. She's torturing them.
I would say torturing.
Okay.
I mean, beating, you know how a pit, they're strong, so you could beat on a pit bull and he'd still love you, you know? She got to be doing something heinous for an animal to attack its own owner.
And the photos you saw, we both saw them, pictures of her, did she look like? And again, you can't always judge a book by a cover, but now almost 46 years of age, I can get damn close at it. To me, what I saw, she did not look like an abusive owner. And
She looks like a beautiful blonde woman, and not to me either, but that's the only explanation.
I don't know if there's a boyfriend in the picture. I don't know if there's small kids that torture or tease the dogs. All I gave you is what's in front of me, which is what they're reporting.
But if a boyfriend and or small kids attacked and teased the dogs, why would they have killed her?
Yeah. And
she's had to have done something to them.
Don't you think that the medical examiners and the sheriffs, don't you think they would have found different blood in the dog's mouths from other animals? Don't you think they would have found other body parts?
Did it say if they did?
No, it didn't say. Did not say if they found other, you know, limbs that were taken back to a tree where a large cat lived or a bear or a what have you.
Yeah.
The animal control officers and all the coroners and all the sheriff said everything looked to be consistent with dog attacks. So that's what they're going on.
Oh, my guesstimation on this situation would have never been that another animal attacked. It's only that. That's only one of my options because of her friends and family.
What they said about the relationship.
Yeah, and that they want to save the dogs.
766.
Who would want to do that?
9370. Sharon, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Okay, now I'm going to take a very unpopular stance here. Joe, I do agree most of the times it is the owner, but... And when it comes to pit bulls, it's in their DNA. I have first-hand account. I have a very non-aggressive little dog. She has been attacked out of nowhere from pit bull, almost attacked more than once. I never take her on a walk without bear spray. It is in their DNA. They can turn it anytime. People will say, oh, my dog is so sweet. It kisses me. It clicks me, da-da-da-da-da. But when it gets around other small dogs, there's something in there that can kick in. I would never, and I know this is very unpopular, but I would never have that kind of breed. I have grandchildren, and I would never have that kind of breed. I would never trust them because it is in their DNA. And I'm a big, huge Caesar Milan fan, and he loves pit bulls, but I disagree.
Yeah, talking about the dog whisperer, yeah, he's got a whole yard of those damn things. Yeah. He loves that breed.
Hey, there's a lot of people that feel like you do, you know? And I not for or against or think there's anything, you know, mean or wrong or bad about you, but I just got to say, for my opinion, mm-hmm. I completely disagree with that.
I've had first-hand account. I'm in my front yard, and this pit bull came behind and grabbed my little dog. She's Boston and Pug. Grabbed her on the neck and just shook the you-know-what out of her. Luckily, we got it off of her before it punctured her. And I go to Pismo Beach a lot, and people will take those dogs off leashes, and they have come after her more than once. And I do not hesitate to use the bear spray if I have to.
All right.
Sharon, Sharon. Well, I'm on vacation. Joe and I, maybe you can come in here to the river and you could do the show while we're out because I am right there in line with everything Sharon said. It is in their DNA and there's not a story. There's not a person. There's not an advocacy group. There's not a shelter. There's not anyone that will ever convince me otherwise. There's certain genetic inherent characteristics that I believe these dogs will always live with. And again, we weren't there. I didn't see it, but going off of the reports and all the professionals that examined the body, they didn't say that it looked like a cougar attack or a bear attack. They said everything they're aware of is consistent with domesticated dog maulings and bites. So, well,
from the story and the way it goes, I would say these dogs attacked her too, you know. I just give the other scenario because the family wants to save them. I can't imagine a family wanting to save two dogs that just killed your loved one.
I like that point that you bring up because the family would probably have seen or heard barking, rowdiness.
Yeah.
You know, they would have seen some bad characteristics or displays of aggression if they were close friends. That I agree with. You know, rowdy dogs, everyone knows a rowdy dog.
Sure.
I don't know why they want to save them.
It's very weird that they do.
Tammy, good morning. What's up?
Yes, I'm calling in regards to why don't they swab the dog's mouth and swab the body on saliva to make sure, like they do in DNA, to make sure that it's consistent with...
Fair question, since this happened in Virginia.
And they will. I'm guaranteeing you they have, probably.
I would think that they would. If this happened in California, you damn well know they would have. Virginia, maybe a little behind the times. But you have to assume if they're going to euthanize the dogs, with the attention the story is getting, the fact that they turned on their dominant owner, you would think they've already done that. And that was part of the forensics.
Have you even ever heard of this before? I've never heard of a person walking his dog and his own dog attacking him or her and killing them. I've never heard of that.
I have. And there's a more common breed than a pit bull that'll turn on their owner, their dominant owner. Who? Do you know what the breed is?
I would have no idea. I've never heard of any human ever being attacked by their own dog and killed.
Chows. Chows are very, very well known for turning on their dominant, meaning the owner that feeds.
That Chinese breed dog with the purple tongue, big furry thing, giant furry dog.
The big lion looking. Yeah. Martha Stewart's got a bunch of them. They say that those dogs are some of the most prone to turn on their dominant owners than any other breed.
Why?
They have this aggression. And they're very, very hard to stop because of all the fur. Like when they fight other dogs, they're not overly strong, but because they have so much fur, And they're hard to wrestle with and grapple with. They're very, very angry, aggressive dogs. And the dog, for the people out there, that my name's Dogface Boy, I was bitten by a Samoyed. That's a white Alaskan-looking sled dog that is very close in relation to a Chow, even though it's not from China. Are Chows Chinese?
Yes.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Samoyeds have a lot of hair. They look a lot like Chows, but they're all white. And that's why I have a scar on my top lip. It ripped my lip in half. It attacked my face when I was 5. There are dogs out there that turn on their dominant owners and kill them. It's not a common story, but it does happen.
I would think for your animal to turn on you and kill you, you've done something to it.
Well, I'll tell you the day that I was bitten by my dog, what I was doing is I was walking on a pile of wood, eating a peanut butter sandwich, and the dog wanted the sandwich. He knocked me off the wood, and I fell and grabbed his hair. Not to hurt him, but because I was falling, and he stuck his face in mine and went, rah, real quick, and that was it.
Yeah, see, that was it. You got the same thing that, you know, unfortunately, my old dog Tucker bit my son, too, and that's it. It's a bite. It's one bite and go. Now, what dog continues to bite and then pull limbs from your body and then start eating you?
Now,
you've had to do something horrible to that animal to make it do that.
But here's the thing. There were two of them. So then they start packing up. They get that pack mentality, and more of that instinctive genetic characteristic, I think, is easily assimilated. I think they start feeding off one another, and they forget about being domesticated, and some of that natural animalistic genetic comes out.
There is no way that a family pet eats its owner. I mean, they are so far down the line from wolves at this point in time. You have to do something to them.
If you got the small ones, again, adjust volume. There was another story. You want to talk about dogs that killed their owner? We talked about this over at the meth lab. And these were small dogs. Do you remember the guy that had diabetes? And he was laying in his easy chair.
I don't think they killed him, though, did they?
Oh, yeah, he died. He bled to death. They ate his toes and his feet off of his ankles and his legs. Because
the sickest thing ever. It's awful.
It's awful. But because he had diabetes, and I don't know, the blood was sweet or whatever, his toes were swollen or infected. He had these nice little dogs. He passed out, and they started nibbling at his toes.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
And that was because of his disease, though. Didn't you say it made his blood taste sweet?
Yeah, people had said that. Yeah. I don't know if that was true, but he had infections on his feet and sores. He had passed out for like a long amount of time. They started licking and nibbling.
Feet were numb.
He couldn't feel it. Dogs were without food for a while. They start nibbling and biting and licking. They get a thirst or a taste for this, and they kept going. To where he ultimately bled to death. And these were little tiny lap dogs. So if they would do that...
Right, but that probably took the course of a few hours. What we don't know because we weren't there and there's no video, but what we assume happened here is one dog attacked, the other dog attacked.
They said she was pulled to the ground.
Then they ate her.
Yes, mauled her and ripped her apart and ate her.
Now that is an act of a angry, violent, angry animal. That's just, you don't just flip a switch while you're out walking and your dog eats you.
Uh-huh.
That's got to be something's going on with them things. She was doing something.
Couple more. John, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. What's up, dude?
Hey, man, dog, I was bit in the face, too, bro. I know how it feels. My lip was in half, dude. A couple years ago, it was crazy. But keep it short, man. You know, that's a crazy story with those pit bulls, dude. You know, my cousin, you know, we bought our house, our homeowner's insurance won't let us get certain breeds. So I'm not sure if it's just the pits, man. I love pit bulls, dude. I always give the benefit of the doubt, but you know, anything can happen to these guys. You know, my cousin, she's like a semi-pro surfer, so she moved down to Mexico a couple years back. And her and her German Shepherd were super, super tight. You know, they do like everything together. And one day, man, they're on the beach, and she's trying to get the dog out of the back seat, and his leg was stuck a little bit. And the dog started freaking out, and she went to give it a helping hand, and dude, it didn't just bite her, it attacked her for a few minutes. Her arm, her leg, her stomach, dude. I mean, she had like 400 or 500 stitches.
So this dog mauled her.
Yeah, pretty good, man. And you know what? She wasn't mad at it. She didn't get it put down. She was just sad because like that was like her best friend.
How long did they live together, her and this dog?
Man, I want to say he's about 12 years old, so since he's a puppy.
So look at that.
And it just, no reason, just turned on her.
Well, he said that his leg got stuck.
It got spooked a little bit, and, you know, it turned on her, man, and it got her pretty good. I mean, real good.
Yeah. Awful story, but again,
well, that's the first that now today I have heard the only two stories I've ever heard about an animal attacking and trying to eat its owner.
That is weird. When you say it like that, it makes me laugh, and I shouldn't. But if we kept going and we kept talking to people and they joined, they would tell you
through all of our travels and talks. Have I never heard that before?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that escapes you or goes over you. But it happens, and it happens all the time. And you remember my dogs. I got two standard poodles, and we adopted one, Hershey. Remember a couple years ago, mm-hmm, Chester mm-hmm. ripped his stomach open mm-hmm. on a stake in the backyard. He was out there rolling around, yelping.
Yep.
My wife and I go to help him out to get him rolled up in towels and blankets to help him. Hershey, the adopted dog, he's standing guard. He's growling at us because his canine friend is hurt. He wasn't nipping, he wasn't biting, but he was kind of, and he was really freaked out. It was traumatic for him. He didn't know if we were trying to hurt him or help him. He didn't know. And we had to tell him, go on. And he wouldn't leave the case alone. We had to take him in the house. He was upset that we were helping him, even though he was hurt. So I think dogs do. I mean, who knows? Maybe there could have been a cougar in the area. Maybe there could have been a bird or a small dog that riled something up in these two that caused them to act differently. And that's a great story that guy shared about the German Shepherd.
Yeah, I mean, fantastic. I mean, it blows my mind that I've now heard of this twice now.
Patrick, what's up?
Hey, guys. You know, I know that they'll find out the DNA and, you know, and I see Joe's side of the story, but dog, I got to go with you. My neighborhood, I have a nice big Rottweiler. Neighbors moved in. They had two pit bulls and, you know, 6-foot leash law. My dog growls. They can't condone her. My neighbor, a nice guy, he cannot control one of them. One's a male, one's a female. Goes after my guy. My guy gets into it. He pulls back. It turns and gets him in the forearm, rips someone. You can look at the Placer County Sheriff's reports. Two, just in my neighborhood, 103 homes, one black one down on Lake Shore, went after a woman, scared her to death. The one up top, again, they're bred, and you don't know what you're buying. A lot of these people buy them, Joe, and they've been bred to fight. And all it takes is that one snap, and again, eating, no. But you know what? They'll maul you.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. And again, I asked the question, you know, I don't know. I'm just on the side of it's genetic. And Joe thinks that they can be taught and raised to not do that.
I hear it's the tough story. I hear the story that the guy tells me. I hear the stories that you say, and you've lived with them. And I hear other people tell stories. But I myself have raised two from infant baby puppies into adult dogs, and not, neither one of them ever acted like that. The only dog that ever bit anyone in my family was a terrier.
Yeah, and you'll hear that time and time again. Oh, the news doesn't report on Chihuahua or Terrier or little dog bites. All they want to do is glamorize the horrible the big dog.
That is true.
And there is some truth to that. But when you go in and you spend more time in D.C., 10 years ago, if we talked about this, people hated me. They hated me anytime I said that I disagreed with that breed. They used to call up and they would hate me. Now as time goes on, more studies come out. We gather more evidence. We learn more about the breed.
And 10 years ago, it's a little different America. It's a little more sensitive and you know, able to the cause nowadays. And people care a little more about people. You know, I mean, it's a different vibe out there. So hurting, causing harm, doing bad things takes a little bit of a hold on folks these days. There's a lot of it happening. I mean, in 10 years, America's changed. A lot of violence, a lot of horrible stuff.
So in 10 years, have the dogs changed?
I don't think so. We were talking about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what's changed. Animals eating their owners. That's changed.
Well, maybe they're not putting maybe they're not putting as much protein into the food. Maybe the dogs are getting fed, but they're still hungry. I don't know. 766-9370. We'll post it up on the Facebook page. It's the River and Dog and Joe Show, so you can read it and see the photos for yourself. Hold on.
Dog and Joe.